Thanks for joining us as we journey through the Psalms today, Psalm 69, verses 29 through 36. David writes, "But as for me, afflicted and in pain, may your salvation, God, protect me. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horns and hoofs. The poor will see and be glad. You will seek God. May your hearts live. The Lord hears the needy and does not despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him, seas and all that move in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. Then people will settle there and possess it. The children of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell there." Serving the Lord in different areas of ministry is a great demonstration of love. You may serve as a teacher for children, teens, or adults. You may cook meals for those going through challenging times or serve meals to the homeless. You may be gifted in music, or your gift may be working behind the scenes. No matter what your gift is, please hear this. Service without worship results in spiritual burnout. Bringing sacrifices to the Lord was part of Israel's service. The Israelites needed their oxen to plow the fields. Bulls with horns, signifying maturity, were needed to increase the herds. Sacrificing these animals was a costly act, but sacrifice without worship is a futile exercise. David said that praising God in song and thanksgiving will please the Lord more than sacrificing valuable animals. Service should take place, but not without worship. As you serve, be sure to spend time praising God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. Remember, service without worship results in what? Spiritual burnout. Father, remind me often of this truth. It's easy to get immersed in service and neglect taking the time to read your word and worship you. Help me learn the balance of heartfelt worship and meaningful service. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.